There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note that ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my six children without any paid salary, so I will never earn in the labor force what can be earned by a man or woman who spends a lifetime in the labor force. In 1982, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Equal Rights Amendment dead, and that's where it should stay, dead and buried.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plura.com.
A harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a hospital is no place to be sick, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I received an early morning phone call from one of our good friends and colleagues this morning. Our good friend G.B. Oliver is in North Platte, Nebraska, and he's having quite a dilemma. He had some problems. First of all, the airlines lost his luggage. And then he said he got to the hotel and there was two conventions there and he didn't know where he was supposed to speak. One was the Nebraska Cattlemen Association and the other one was at a beauty pageant. And he didn't know which one had invited him. But anyway, he didn't get to talk long. He was like I said, had quite a dilemma. He trying to get somebody to take him downtown and buy some clothes because, as I said, the airlines lost his luggage. But
so which one did he end up speaking at?
Well, he hasn't. It's a noontime thing. He called me yesterday on his way to the airport, and he said that he was going to Nebraska. And I said, well, who are you speaking to? Because we used to be very, very popular there in North Platte, Nebraska. And he said he didn't know for sure. And then he got up there, and, of course, here are these two conventions in the same hotel. And he didn't know whether he was supposed to go to the cattleman's banquet or to the beauty pageant.
We know which one he wanted to go to.
Anyway, he said, boy, I wish you was here. He said, you could take me in your big red pickup to go downtown and get me some clothes. But he said, I don't know if you'd want me in your pickup or not. He said, I smell bad and I don't have any clean clothes. And I said, look, I've had wet dogs and wet saddle blankets and scouring calves in the cab of my pickup. I said, you know, you'd be okay. I'd be glad to do that for you. But anyway, he needs our love and prayers, I guess, until he gets through this ordeal that he's in today. Anyway, I have here, you don't know how, I keep explaining to him how important he is. I've been trying to get him back on the air for a month now, and he's scatterificating all over the country. But this came to me on the email. We need to start a third party. The Common Sense Coalition Party, running Derry for president, and G.B. Oliver is his running mate. Watch the doo-doo fly out of Washington. I guarantee you and those other two parties, I guarantee you those other two parties wouldn't stand a chance. Anyway, we've got to get G.B. back. Now, People ask me when I'm going to retire, and I've said this before, it'll be at Berry Dairy Day. But, you know, you get discouraged sometimes. I get discouraged. I guess we all get discouraged. In fact, I have a note coming out in the Chronicle about being discouraged and what keeps people like us going. I say us because Nancy Levant wrote a beautiful article about how discouraged she gets but how she can't afford to quit. And it's not a financial thing. It's just a drive that we have to try to get people educated as to what's going on in the world. And I got this nice handwritten letter. Believe it, Derry, had it not been for you and Joyce Morrison, Scenic Byways would have been a done deal in McPherson County, Kansas. As you will read in the Salina Journal, and I have a copy of it here, Scenic Byways hit a roadblock. The information from you and Joyce set up this roadblock, no doubt about the because the commissioners knew nothing about the dire effects of a designation. I'm going to make copies of your excellent May 30th broadcast for the commissioners to strengthen their backbones against the coming onslaught. So far, so good, and darn good for us. You and Joyce have been. Thank you, and thank you for the Chronicle newsletter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, now, here is the Salina Journal. And if you remember, on that program that Joyce was on with me, I quoted the Salina Journal, and I quoted some of the people that were trying to get this scenic byways through McPherson County. And now there's a whole front page article here. They don't mention any radio program. But beautiful picture here, except it's an ugly house on it. It says, take to the byway. It's difficult to gauge the economic impact of money used for the state scenic byway program. And then it begins by saying, it never occurred to Linda Branch. See, I quoted her over and over again in that article about how she said how great this all was. It never occurred to Linda Branch that someone might not want to designate the local road as a scenic byway. The route, which would run from Canton through Lindsberg, has hit a roadblock in McPherson County. Do byways do what they are supposed to do? Now, I'm just skipping through this article. I've underlined some of the highlights. It'd take us an hour and 45 minutes to read it. But do byways do what they are supposed to do? And what exactly are they supposed to do? Now, here the newspaper's beginning to ask some questions, which the newspaper should have asked in the first place. That's what newspapers are for. That's what news stations are for, radio stations are for. They're supposed to dig in and get the facts. But what they generally do is just what the Salina Journal did. They listen. Oh, these people know what they're talking about. They're good citizens. And, hey, we believe every word they say. Well, they don't get the facts, and the facts are easy to get. You can get on the internet, go to Agenda 21, go to Scenic Byways. There's all sorts of information that explain these things, and then get their documents, get the information that they have, and use that to show what's going on. Anyway, do byways do what they are supposed to do? And what exactly are they supposed to do? Now that you see the newspapers beginning to ask the questions. And what do we have to show for the $3 million spent so far? They've already spent $3 million out there. Now the newspaper is beginning to say, hey, what do we have to show for that $3 million? When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about this. Got a gob and a bunch of stuff to discuss today. Stand by. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Billy, can you do it? Of course I can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls.
Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We have returned. Now, I'm looking at, let me see the date here. May the 27th, 2007, Salina Journal, out of Salina, Kansas. And the paper's now finally asking, do these byways do what they're supposed to do? And what do we have to show for that $3 million that we've spent so far? With few exceptions, the researchers have found it difficult, if not impossible, to isolate the effect of byway designation. In other words, hey, these things don't do any good. Now, they spent several hundred thousand dollars just researching this. Common sense tells you, and Joyce Marson said the same thing. She lives on a scenic byway, was, till they got it taken off of the books. But people are going to drive this road for the same reason they've been driving this road for 100 years, to get where they're going. Very few people are going to drive there just to look at the scenes along the road. Anyhow, researchers have found it difficult to show the effect of byway designation. So far, a study paid for with $53,000 grant on the economic effect of the Flint Hill Scenic Byway. They spent $53,000 trying to prove that this thing really helps. And has it done $53,000 worth of good? Probably not. Okay, almost $1 million have been spent on projects directly targeting the Flint Hills Byway. And it's just a 25-mile stretch of Kansas Highway. $275 was spent on an overlook, $390,000 for restrooms. Now, those are, I tell you what, now that is a cool stool. $390,000 for an outdoor privy. All right? $120,000 for the signs that remind travelers that this is a Kansas National Scenic Highway. and an AM radio program to inform and attract travelers. Now, that's where some of the money's going. On the front page of the Salina Journal, they have a picture here taken from this supposedly scenic byway. And you see, I guess the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I see beauty in things that other people don't. And I see ugly in things that people call beauty. Now, this is a picture of an old two-story farmhouse. And there's not a speck of paint on it. The shingles are about, I'm sure the roof leaks all over, but the shingles are probably 20% missing. I mean, they're gone. You can see all the way through the house, meaning that part of the house has collapsed. Either all the windows are out or part of the house has actually collapsed. The front porch is falling off. And to me, that's poverty. That just shows that the people that lived there couldn't pay for it, couldn't keep it up, because no doubt at one time it was a nice home, probably raised a dozen kids or so. But no more. You know, personally, if it was on my property, it wouldn't be there long, because 5 gallons of diesel fuel and a match can clean that up and make it look a lot better. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we have returned. During the Jeff, are you there? Are you on the phone? You're there. Okay. By the way, this is our last day, they tell us, down here in the Gopher Den.
Whoa. Breaking news.
What?
It might be another week. Really? Sorry. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
See, they told us a year ago in April, oh, you'll be upstairs. This is just a temporary thing. You'll be up there in August. Well, they didn't tell us which August. And then they told us that, hey, Monday you're going to start upstairs again. And it's going to have all these nice facilities that we don't have down here. But
there's things that we won't have up there that we do have down here.
What's that? Jeff came in, I'm not going into that. Jeff came in during the commercial break and said, I want to see that house. Now, would you describe that house to our listeners that's on the front page of the Salina Journal?
If I were being nice, I'd call it rustic.
But don't be nice. Tell the truth.
Well, it's poverty-stricken. It's obviously in need of demolition.
Demolition. You couldn't fix that house up. It's gone.
There's no fixing to it.
Jeff said he'd like to get some of the lumber out there. Now, he works with old lumber and makes pretty stuff out of it. But I said, what could you make out of it? It's probably bug-eaten and whatever. Also, those old houses are death traps for cattle. I know of a number of cases where farmers had an old house sitting out like that. The cattle will go in. Invariably, they'll go in, and then they fall through the floor. They're down in a cellar or something. You can't get them out. Anyway, I'd almost bet that the county is charging property tax on that house. It's a good chance that they are, because I had a similar situation. Now, my house was a lot better than that house. A lot better than that house. And the assessor came, but nobody was living in it. We had some junk stored in it. And an assessor came out, and he'd be counting the rooms. I said, forget those rooms. I said, that house is trash. It shouldn't even be on. Oh, I've got to do this. So I wouldn't sign the paper. I said, I tell you what. I said, the assessment paper. I said, give me a couple weeks and come back. And it had several old buildings, outbuildings and stuff around there. And I called a D7 Caterpillar operator, and he came out, and we shoved the trees, the buildings, the whole things up against the house and had a big bonfire. And then when he left, when the dozer left, you couldn't tell that there was ever anything there, stuff that wouldn't burn, you know, like the metal in the roof and that sort of thing. Pushed it in a big hole, covered it up, buried it, sowed grass over it. And I waited till the grass started coming up, and I called the assessor. I said, you can come out now and assess this house. And he said, I don't need to. I heard what you did. I'd almost bet you that that house is being, that the assessor has got that house on the tax books. I'd almost bet they have. And it's worth absolutely nothing. Anyway, so much for that. So much for the scenic byway. And like I said, it's little things like this that keep people like Joyce Morrison and I wound up and doing our thing, because just like this letter says, it met the scenic byways hit a roadblock in McPherson County. The information from you and Joyce set up this roadblock. And hey, people need to know the truth about what's going on. And the truth is more and more difficult to come by. Now, I watched a little of Fox News yesterday evening, and they had some experts on the news show talking about this cloture. And I don't know what cloture is. And the interesting thing was those experts, they didn't either. They were arguing about what it all meant. But anyhow, whatever happened, they were confused enough that they got the thing, they got that amnesty bill killed last night. Now, let's talk about this amnesty very quickly, and I don't want to get onto that because we've got a lot of other things to discuss. I've had guests on so much this week that I'm way behind on the news. But here is a bunch of figures. It goes like this. According to immigrationcounters.com, here are some of the realities that would that shows what's going on financially with the immigration here in this country. The number of illegal aliens in this country, now I don't know how they get this information, and I'll bet it isn't right, but it's close to right, all right? The number of illegal aliens in this country, 20,807,645. Money wired to Mexico since January of 2006, a year and a half ago, $22 billion, that's B like in baloney, okay? $22,213,000,000. And I'm not going to go on it. They've got it all the way down to the dollars and cents. Cost of Social Security services for illegal aliens since 1996, $397,450,739,000. Number of children of illegal aliens in public schools, 3,958,789. Cost of illegal aliens in kindergarten through 12 since 1996, $13,965,063,000. Number of illegal aliens incarcerated, that means in the penitentiary and jails, 322,594. Cost of that incarceration since 2001, $1,398,127,000. Number of illegal alien fugitives, 642,000. Skilled jobs taken by illegal aliens, almost 10 million. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold fell sharply Thursday on a stronger dollar and higher oil prices. Gold closed down $8.80 to $660 an ounce. Silver fell 28 cents to $13.39 an ounce. Both stocks and metals fell as bond yields climbed around the world following central bank interest rate hikes to the highest level in 6 years. However, precious metals remain the most undervalued of all asset classes. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Friends, for just $35 a year, you can get the most beautiful magazine in the West, The Paragon, the quarterly publication of the Paragon Foundation. Give it as a gift. Here's the executive director, G.B. Oliver.
It's so very difficult doing what we do, but yet it's the most worthwhile thing in the world. We have the most worthwhile job that we will ever have because I think the decisions we make and the progress we make right now are going to determine whether our children and grandchildren grow up in a free country or they grow up in servitude. Unfortunately, people don't get involved in it till somebody's got them by the throat and taken everything that they own away from them. So this Paragon Foundation is absolutely dedicated to protecting those rights and protecting those properties that you have. And I don't know of another organization across the country that offers some of the things that we offer. I'm proud of it.
So pick up the telephone and dial toll-free 1-877-847-3443 and join the Paragon Foundation today. Online at paragonfoundation.org.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who tortures his houseplants by watering them with ice cubes, Derry Brownfield.
And you know, I hadn't heard that bumper before, Jeff. Did you write that yourself?
No.
No. See, I do that. And it upsets Beth something terrible. How many years ago Were you here before those little cacti things were up there?
Yeah, I remember the cacti's arrival.
You were here when they arrived.
When they came to this country, yes, and you water them with ice cubes.
Yes, yes, and that upsets Beth. But the little things, they like it. It's hot up there. You know, they're a desert plant, and they look forward to getting an ice cube ever so often. So
really, it's a treat for the cactus.
Well, sure it is. What do you think they do on the desert when it snows? I mean, you know, it gets cold on the desert. These things are little desert animals, and they enjoy an ice cube, especially if it has been treated with a little scotch or martini or something. Anyway, let's get busy here. Are you ready to become a world citizen? And that may be closer than you think. The Washington, D.C. World Office is now providing passport applications, and it tells you how to get them. You can get a world citizen registration card, a world passport, a world birth certificate, and a world identity card. The internet. Now, see, here we have in the United States, they're coming up I can't think of the name of the bill, but it's the, come on, dummy field. It is the, and Jeff's on the phone, so he can't help me. It is the Real ID Act. It's a Real ID Act, and they're working through the state licensing bureaus to get this. And by the way, the other night I was watching Jack Van Ampe. I don't know how many of my listeners know Jack Van Ampe or know who he is, but he was confused about this because he was telling about this world, national ID. He said they passed the bill, and he said they're going to put a chip in every person. Well, I think that's in the future, but it's not in this bill. What they want to put the chip in is your driver's license. But anyway, I see this all the time. People will go on the air, and I like Jack does some good stuff, but they go on the air. He should have read that bill before somebody told him that, and he believed it. But the bill doesn't say a thing about putting a chip in any person. It's strictly about driver's license. But anyhow, here we come now. You can become a world citizen. You can get an international exit visa and residence permit. Permit. You have to have a permit to have a residence, all right? You can get a world marriage certificate. You can get the World Political Asylum Card. Now, I don't know what that is. Anytime you say asylum, it kind of frightens me a little bit. Membership form of the Sovereign Order of World Guards, for whatever that is. Now, so I did a little research on that. We looked it up to see what the World Service Authority really is. It goes by WSA. It was founded in 1953. It's a nonprofit organization that educates about and promotes world citizenship, world law, and world government. It has offices in Washington, D.C. and Shanghai, China. It's best known for issuing world passports. Now, I wonder, the passport thing has been in the news. In fact, it was in the news just again this morning, that Bush has backed down a little bit, saying, well, the deal is that so many people now are applying for passports that didn't need them before, but anybody that does business in Canada or Mexico, but even in Canada, has to have a passport to get in and out of this country. So the passport offices are being inundated with applications. So I don't remember what date they had set on this thing, but they had a date. And people say, well, look, I've got business to do. I got to have a passport. So now Bush has said, well, if you have an application that you've applied for a passport, that'll work. But now here you can get a world passport. Wonder why Bush doesn't get involved in that, because, gee whiz, that's what he wants anyhow. He ought to just say, look, go over to the World Service Authority, a nonprofit organization that educates and promotes world citizenship, world law. They issue world passports. We'll just let them do the passport and force you to go any place in the world, huh? Anyhow, it was set up to be the administrative agency of the world government of world citizens. Besides using world passports, the WSA registers applicants as world citizens and issues world citizen identity documents, such as birth certificates, identity cards, and marriage certificates. Now, how in the world would they know whether you've been born or not on a world basis? Anyway, here's more. How to register as a world citizen. A world citizen is a human being who lives intellectually, morally, and physically in the present. Do you live in the present? See, I've been accused of living in the past. They say, you know, I'm still living back in the 1940s. But to be a world citizen, you can't do that. You have to live intellectually, morally, and physically in the present. A world citizen accepts the dynamic fact that the planetary human community, boy, I tell you, it's amazing the adjectives they use here. The planetary human community is interdependent and whole, as in W-H-O-L-E, all one thing. That humankind is essentially one. A world citizen is a peaceful and peacemaking individual. I guess that lets a lot of us out. Both in daily life and contacts with others. As a global person, a world citizen relates directly to humankind and to all fellow humans spontaneously, generously, and openly. Mutual trust is basic to his or her lifestyle. Politically, a world citizen accepts a sanctioning institution of representative government. Again, what is a sanctioning institution of representative government? Do we have we used to have representative government here. We don't anymore. Expressing the general and individual sovereign will, in order to establish and maintain a system of just and equitable world law with appropriate legislative, judiciary, and enforcement bodies. A world citizen brings about better understanding and protection of different cultures, ethnic groups, and language communities by promoting the use of a neutral international language. Now you say, oh, there isn't such a thing. Yeah, there is. I looked that up too. Because they say it would promote the use of a neutral international language such as Esperanto. So I did a little research there. No, I didn't do it. Jeff did it for me. He's such a nice guy. And if you look up Esperanto, that's E-S-P-E-R-A-N-T-O, it's an artificial language invented in 1887 intended for international use. See, they've been thinking about this world government thing since 1887, actually before that, but we won't get into that. Let's talk about Esperanto, so you'll know how to speak. If you're going to do this, you got to do it right. If you're going to be a world citizen, you can't just do it half-cocked. You got to know where you're going and what you're doing here. Esperanto is the most widely spoken constructed international auxiliary language. The word itself means one who hopes to foster peace and international understanding. Today, Esperanto is employed in world travel. Now, I've not traveled all around the world, but I've kind of have. And to my knowledge, I was never contacted by anyone speaking Esperanto. But then, you know, I probably didn't go in the same places that the Esperanto speakers go. I don't know. Today, Esperanto is employed in world travel, correspondence, cultural exchange, conventions, literature, language instruction, television and radio broadcasting. Some state education systems offer elective courses in Esperanto. And there is evidence that learning Esperanto is a useful preparation for a language learning. Get ready. You need to be learning Esperanto so you'll know how to become a world citizen. And, you know, we're kind of making fun of this. But people that have written this stuff, the people that are behind it, they plumb serious, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors. They mean business. And if they had their way, if they could just flip a switch, we'd be living, as I say, in a world government right now. Anyhow, there's another Waco taking place, or in the early rounds, and it's Ed Brown. He's a tax protester. The government is there, armed and ready. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And we have returned. Now, here's the deal, and I've been kind of reading about this now for quite a little while, but Ed Brown is a tax protester. His wife has... She's a dentist and has a dental clinic. Anyhow, it looks like another Waco starting. They supposedly have already they're considered tax evaders. And here's the story: a new Waco is narrowly averted as law enforcement APCs, I had to check that out, that's armored personnel carriers, and I would bet that the cops are in better armored personnel carriers than our soldiers are in Iraq and Afghanistan. But anyway, there are SWAT teams there. Personnel descended on the home of Ed Brown, the tax protester, who has threatened to use force to defend himself against authorities. Brown himself states that the police are now leaving and that the media are being allowed to approach the house. Now, that was, it doesn't have a time on it. This says Thursday, June the 7th. But Jeff just came in here and did a little research on the Internet, and it showed a cop that had just, and I don't know if they hit the dog or not, but it says marshals fired rounds at Brown's dog, okay? And that's going on as we speak. Ed Brown himself, okay, apparently this was a test by the authorities to see what kind of response would come from the community, testing to see what might happen if they, meaning the feds, move in. Now, the feds are not alone in this. The New Hampshire, this is in Plainfield, New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Highway Patrol, they've got 50 of them there. Now, there's two people in this house. Come on. Takes 50 cops, highway patrol. Anyway, we received early unconfirmed reports that the Browns' house was on fire, although federal authorities indicated they will not raid the home of these two convicted tax evaders. Now, I don't know the deal. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, they're convicted. But the cops said they were going to serve a warrant. But the sheriff is no longer in town. He's gone. Jack McLam tried to call the sheriff and talk to him because the sheriff could stop all this foolishness. But the sheriff is gone. So this is exactly what happened with the Wayne Hage thing. The sheriff left town so that the government could go in and take his cattle the first time. Now that sheriff is gone. They got a sheriff that came in there and said, hey, if you all are on Hage's land, you're trespassing, I'm going to lock you up, and that stopped the whole thing. They could do the same thing with the New Hampshire Highway Patrol. They could do the same thing with the feds, all right? The U.S. Marshal Service says a supporter of the fugitives was detained near the Browns' home this morning, and they served a federal warrant to seize Elaine Brown's dental office in Lebanon. It's being reported that authorities have closed the airspace above Brown's home because an AP photographer was flying over the property. So they don't want anybody to know anything about all this, okay? Okay, let's see here. Fred Smart, a close friend of Brown, confirmed that the home phone had been cut around 8:30 last night. They had a silent surveillance drone with bright beaming lights encircling the Browns' property as if conducting reconnaissance. Now, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Wendell Fleshman has two special sales coming up soon. Wendell will be holding a special cow, cow-calf, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's June the 9th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Then the following Monday, June the 11th, he'll be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The cow sale will include one complete dispersal. Zelma Dean Callahan will be selling all of her 100 head of Red Angus cows. David Pfeiffer, Edwards and Edwards, John Bayou, and Tim Pennett will also be in with big strings of cows and cow-calf pairs. Then on Monday, June the 11th, Jim Holton will be selling two pot loads of eight weights, and Crandall Farms will be offering 100 head of black calves. Wendell's expecting over 1,000 head for the calf and yearling sale. The special cow sale this Saturday, June the 9th, and the special feeder sale coming up Monday, June the 11th. All that at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. Now, here I'm looking at an update on this Ed Brown thing. Ed Brown is supposedly a convicted tax evader. And he said they're going to have to, that they're not going to, he and his wife, they're not going to give up. Now, here's what's on the Internet right now. Astounding testimony from Danny Riley, the man who was arrested by U.S. Marshals after walking Ed Brown's dog near his property yesterday morning, proves that Thursday's events in Plainfield, New Hampshire, represented a planned siege that was only aborted after Riley's disappearance gave the Browns early warning that militarized police and SWAT teams were descending on their home. In the video blog, Riley also reveals that U.S. Marshals attempted to kill him as he ran by firing two sniper rounds that whizzed past his head as he attempted to escape before eventually being tasered on his shoulder and arrested. Watch the video below. And so it goes. I guess they've got the whole thing there on video. Jeff just now found it for me. But anyway, it is another Waco situation. And these people said, hey, they're not going to give up. They're going to have to kill them, is what it amounts to. And it's the government, and they will kill them. Now, where is the sheriff? This is the whole thing. They said they went in to serve a warrant. A sheriff is supposed to serve a warrant. Officer Jack McLam attempted to call the sheriff's office, but was told that he was out of town. Don't you imagine that he was told to get out of town by the feds? And right then and there is when he should have arrested the feds. He has the power and the authority to do just that. Now, he'd have to have a pretty good-sized jail because about 50 state troopers, some armed with high-powered rifles, along with a vehicle from the explosive unit, gathered this morning in Plainfield, a small town where Edward and Elaine Brown have been in their home since being convicted of tax evasion and sentenced to lengthy federal prisons. So the highway patrol are there, and the sheriff chickened out. Anyhow, on a lighter note, and about every time you turn on the boob tube, you will see one of a couple of commercials, and one of them is eHarmony.com. If you are lonely, you'll get a free $50 survey or whatever it is of your personality, and they can fix you up with the right person. Unless you're a lesbian. The online dating service, eHarmony.com, discriminates against gays, lesbians, and bisexuals, so says Linda Carlson. She's so upset about it that she has sued eHarmony.com. She tried to use the internet to meet a woman, but could not, based on her sexual orientation. The lawsuit claims that only offering to find compatible match for men seeking women or women seeking men, the company was violating state law barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Such outright discrimination is hurtful and disappointing for a business open to the public. The lawsuit names Pasadena-based Harmony.com, Inc. company, founded by Neil Clark Warren and his wife, Marilyn, the company's former vice president, and the company's former vice... No, she is the company's vice president, as defendants. It seeks class action status, a jury trial, and unspecified damages. There you have it. It's Friday. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
A message